Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Now is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. For the first time in 3 years, a state won't be facing a budget hole. Governor Gavin Newsom today previewed this year's proposed budget, which will be released Friday, saying he's optimistic about the state's future. All right, Phil, it was an early budget proposal. Love to know about that. But we are looking at one that doesn't have a budget deficit. So how unexpected was that?
Well, it wasn't all that unexpected, but the question is, how long does it hold? Okay, this is what is a preliminary look. And the first thing is that over the last couple of years, when we faced, you know, $322 billion budget deficits and such like that, they cut back. And so we're still seeing those cuts take effect. All right, so we're not spending as much. So this budget is based on two things. One, on the premise that the stock market stays hot. And because that's where California makes most of its tax money. I know you and I pay a lot, and Patty pays, feel like we pay a lot, but we don't pay anything compared to the real rich, because capital gains and stock markets gains really do make up the bulk of the income tax. The second thing is that Washington keeps sending money to California. The first one, there's a good chance the stock market will stay hot. But federal funds, no. So come June, you're going to have a bigger idea. And I got a feeling that the tap is going to be turned down or even off when it comes to federal money coming to California the way it has in the past under the Democrats.
Okay, so if the tap is turned off or it's squeezed really, really tight, does the state have a backup plan?
The backup plan is to go. That's what we're going to have unveiled in June if that turns out to be the case, Patty. For example, Gavin Newsom right now he's flying back to Washington to attend President Carter's funeral. While he's there, he's going to be knocking on the White House door saying, hey, listen, we only got a couple of days left. Can you send those checks right now so we can cash them before the next guy gets in, before Trump gets in? One of the big checks he wants is a couple more billion dollars for California high-speed rail. Now, whether he gets that money or not isn't going to necessarily affect us here in the Bay Area, because that's a project that's going on in the Central Valley. That would affect thousands of jobs there, not here. What affects us here are programs like medical and educational money coming out of Washington. And what's the backup to that? Well, the governor's talked about, well, we'll make up for the difference, whether it maybe will, if Trump, let's say, says no to subsidizing electronic car sales, you know, the $7,500 credit, the state can make that up or make part of it up. Okay, is that going to be popular? I don't know. Transportation, BART and all those places are facing a financial cliff. Who's going to bail them out? If the feds don't, then the state has to take a look at itself again. So, Patty, some of this is really dependent on what Trump does. But Gavin Newsom is laying down the cards early. In part, what he's also telling the state lawmakers, his fellow Democrats, is, I've got this plan. We don't go in the hole with it, but it's going to be up to you if you hold it, or do you try to add on programs that put us in the hole? So he's already going to say, it's on to you guys to stick with no spending. We'll see how long it lasts.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.